You're listening to the Go Fish Podcast for Kids.
Feeling kind of snazzy, a little rock and roll and a little razzle dazzle. Put them both together, that's how we make our sound. We like to crank it up so you can all get down.
Hey everybody, we're the Go Fish Guys, and this is an all-new Go Fish Podcast for Kids.
I'm especially happy to be hanging out with my friends, Jamie, DJ Chase.
Thanks, Chad. I'm happy to be hanging out with you guys too. Oh, and that reminds me, Chase, I have a present for you.
Wow,
a little gift.
Thank you so much, man. And, you know, Chad is great and all, but I just wanted to tell
you. Okay, that's enough. That's good.
Okay.
Have you ever been in a situation where something happened and you didn't think it was fair?
Yeah, like maybe your friend gave another friend a gift but didn't give you one, even though you were also a friend.
That's a great example, Chad. If that happened to me, I think I'd have a lot of feelings around that.
Oh, yeah? I would feel hurt, but also pretty angry.
Wow, Chad, your ability to tap into your feelings around the topic today is outstanding. What about you? Have you ever had something happen to you that made you feel angry? I know I have, and here's a song that talks about this very thing.
It's time for the dad joke of the day.
I went to the doctor and said, "Doc, all I seem to hear is this buzzing sound." He said, "Don't worry, it's just a bug going around."
And that was the dad joke of the day.
Hey, moms and dads. Real quick, I wanted to invite you to watch a new video I just created all about our new podcast sponsor, thehopeline.com. I started working with them during COVID and couldn't get over the incredible impact they were having on the lives of students and young adults in crisis. Check out the video and learn more about the Hope Line by visiting gofishkidsmusic.com/hope. Again, that's gofishkidsmusic.com/hope.
I wonder what the Bible says about being angry.
Bible beats, moving hearts and little feet. With those Bible beats, moving little hearts and feet. With those funky Bible beats, yeah.
It's okay to feel angry sometimes. Everyone feels that way now and then. But it's important to learn how to handle anger in a way that doesn't hurt others or ourselves. The Bible gives us some wise words on this. Ephesians 4:26 says, "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger." This means it's okay to feel angry, but don't let it lead to actions you might regret. And remember, choosing kind words can help calm things down too. A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Proverbs 15, verse 1. So the next time you feel angry, take a deep breath, talk to someone you trust, and ask God to help you find peace.
I've had in store for me. The future seems so far away. So did all its possibilities. Yeah. Well, tomorrow is now today. Uncertainty, it seems to cloud my view. Ooh. I need your help to make my vision 2020. So I get down on my knees and I lift my voice up to you.
I wanna be the way that you want me to be. I wanna hear you say that you're so proud of me. I wanna do the things that you want me to do. Oh Lord, I wanna be just like you.
Those around, they don't understand why I do the things I do. Ooh, that's okay. I just got to remember the only one who matters now is you. When I start to worry about all the things that they say, and the comments seem to cut me like a knife, ooh, that's when I stop and think about all you.
So proud of me. I wanna do the things that you want me to do. Oh Lord, I wanna be just like you. I wanna be the way that you want me to be. I wanna hear you say that you're so proud of me. I wanna do the things that you want me to do. Oh Lord, I wanna be just like you.
Thanks for hanging out with us today.
Real quick, before we end the podcast, Jamie, I have to say, I was pretty hurt and angry when you gave Chase a present, not me.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I had no idea. I am sorry, buddy. You still have that gift?
Yeah, it's
true. There you go, buddy.
Thanks.
Yeah, man.
You know what? I'm not angry anymore.
That's great. See you all next time. And remember, you're awesome just the way you are. Bye.
For great music for kids that won't drive parents bonkers, look up Go Fish on your favorite streaming services like Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, and Pandora. To learn more, visit GoFishKidsMusic.com.